Good morning. It's April the 23rd, 2026. The Fear and Greed Index is sitting at 46, firmly in fear territory, and markets are digesting a mixed bag of signals. We've got Kevin Warsh making waves with his inflation measurement ideas, Trump extending the Iran ceasefire while threatening to fire Powell, and a backdrop of Fed officials preaching patience. Today's story thread? The growing tension between political pressure and Fed independence as we navigate this holding pattern economy.
Yesterday painted a picture of cautious markets trying to find their footing. The big question hanging over everything is this Iran ceasefire situation. Trump extended it again, but as CNBC noted, markets have already moved on. That's telling. When geopolitical news stops moving the needle, it usually means traders are focused on something else entirely. And that something else is the Fed. We're seeing this interesting dynamic where officials like Cleveland Fed President Hammack are saying rates need to stay on hold for a good while, but market pricing is still flirting with the idea of a cut this year. The odds jumped to about 43% after the ceasefire news, but that feels more like relief trading than fundamental analysis. The real action might be in commodities. Cattle prices hit record highs as grilling season approaches. We're talking 25% gains over the past year as ranchers deal with rising costs and smaller herds. That's the kind of inflation pressure that shows up at your local grocery store, not just in economic data.
Here's what caught my attention. Kevin Warsh, who's widely expected to be Trump's pick for Fed chair, laid out his preferred method for measuring inflation yesterday. Bank of America's economist Aditya Bhave immediately threw cold water on it, warning that Warsh's recalculation might not work out the way he hopes. This matters because it's a preview of coming attractions. Warsh isn't in the job yet, but he's already telegraphing how he'd approach the inflation mandate differently. Meanwhile, Trump is out there threatening to fire Powell if he doesn't leave on his own. The bull case says this creates clarity. Markets love knowing what's coming. The bear case says this creates chaos. Monetary policy works best when it's independent and predictable. What we're seeing is the market trying to price in a fundamental shift in how the Fed operates, and that's never smooth sailing.
Let's zoom out and connect the dots. The Iran conflict has been a wild card for months, affecting everything from oil prices to supply chains. But yesterday's market reaction to the ceasefire extension tells us something important. Traders are looking past geopolitical risks and focusing on domestic policy. The pattern I'm seeing is classic late-cycle behaviour. Fed officials are uniformly hawkish, talking about keeping rates higher for longer. But market pricing keeps flirting with cuts because something has to give eventually. Either the economy stays strong enough to justify these rates, or it doesn't. Bond markets will be key here. We need to watch the 10-year and 30-year yields for signs of stress. Commodities are already flashing inflation warnings with those cattle prices, and if oil starts moving again despite the ceasefire, the Fed's job gets that much harder.
Three things on my radar. First, private sector hiring hit just 62,000 in March, according to the data fragment we saw. That's a significant slowdown if it holds up. Second, the Fed issued another enforcement action yesterday, this time with a former First Financial Bank employee. These regulatory moves often signal broader concerns. Third, watch for any commentary from other Fed officials today. Hammack's good while comment yesterday suggests the hawks are still firmly in control of the narrative.
Friday brings us more economic data and potentially more Fed speak. Keep an eye on any updates from the Iran situation and watch how markets react to the growing Trump-Powell tension. The theme remains the same. We're in a holding pattern, but the pressure is building. Drive safe, invest smarter. See you.